It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler with my co-host Jeff. And today we are on the topic of conversation of heroes and villains. Getting into the villains, the people that we really just like to dislike. Without the cop, would you have the robber? And without the robber, would you have the cop?
Okay, when I was a kid, we played cops and robbers. I guess you can't do that anymore. Like, we had the cap guns and whatever else. But we always had to decide
now
that
you,
day.
Now you play they and them.
That's so funny. But you always had to figure out who was going to be the cop and who was going to be the robber, because the cop didn't have a job without the robber and vice versa, right?
That's true.
So that's right. Somebody had to be the bad guy. And so we took turns being the bad guy. And I would argue, to some degree,
I kind of like being the bad guy.
That's still going on. Let's keep it in the Bible realm. What's a villain in the Bible that you love to hate? And I already know I'm going to have some Christians go, you can't hate people. You're right. You're absolutely right. So what's a villain?
Can you loathe them?
You love to dislike. How about that?
All right.
You can dislike anybody.
This one's easy.
Wait. You can't say the devil. You can't pull the devil card. So that's the, you can't, uh-huh. Just like you can't pull the Jesus card, you can't pull the devil card.
All right. I'm going Jezebel.
Why?
I think she's first and foremost incredibly manipulative, very smart, and also, you know, is very in tune with using her resources to get what she wants. My least favorite thing about her, though, is I can respect her game. I get where she's coming from, but she plays the victim. And you can't be smart and manipulative and use your resources to get what you want, knowing you're doing so, and then tell me that you're a victim. You can't be a victim if you're dictating the terms, other than when they just don't fall in your favor, right? How about you?
Let me see if I can say it and you guess who he is, okay?
Well, don't put that pressure on me.
all of your vast Bible knowledge,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
This guy is a nobody. No one knows who he is. He doesn't come from any kind of royal background. He doesn't even really have any influence, at least starting out. But he does have an evil power. He's got a dark wisdom and access to, let's say, miracles. And the day will come, the day does come, when he will rise in position. Again, coming out of nowhere. And everyone will...
What you talking about? The Antichrist?
The Antichrist, man. Gifted orator.
Well, how's that count? That's like still the devil.
The devil's son.
That's still the
He's
devil.
He's not the devil's son, but he is what... Jesus was when he came the first time. You know, Jesus is God in flesh. Well, the Antichrist will basically be the devil in flesh. But he is a person.
You think he'll take his own form of flesh?
Yeah, he will.
Well, I mean, I'm talking like, what if flesh in like a artificial being type term?
You mean like aliens?
Yeah, maybe.
You know,
like aliens. Those are real now, you know?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I don't know. How all that's going to come down the pike. But what I do know is this, what power and influence that the devil has given him before he's in power, he's put into a position to be able to wield it in a way no one else before him has. Many have tried, Nimrod, Hitler, there's been many characters, Nebuchadnezzar maybe, there's many who serve as like a type and shadow of what he'll be, but he'll be way, it says unequaled times when he's in power. Of darkness, doom, and destruction.
I just keep coming back to this. We talked about it a few times. Doesn't that just feel like it's got some artificial intelligence in it?
What do you think the demonic is?
I guess, metaphorically speaking, probably artificial intelligence. Yeah,
it's not us, right? It's not us. It's not us. In fact, you want to go really crazy sideways.
No, we don't do that here.
You know, this is kind of sci-fi, but... Isn't it kind of wild that 100 years ago, we were still using, I mean, not exclusively, we were on that breakthrough period of people starting to get vehicles and whatever, but many people were still using a horse and buggy to get around.
Mm-hmm.
Dirt roads and...
Shout out to the Amish folks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Still out there killing it.
A lot of respect for you. But we had this technological transformation boom. I know that people don't want to look at this stuff, but it's actually admitted by CERN, you know, that particle collider thing and all this technology that we've gotten. CERN, openly says that they are engaging with entities that are giving them information, knowledge, and technology. The reason we experience the boom that we have is the result of this dark knowledge. Did you know that Hitler was, for example, obsessed with the occult?
I mean, makes sense.
That he had people who were on the sidelines who were trying to read people's minds and do astro projection. And they were delving into the diviners.
Basically hidden knowledges.
All of those things that the Bible forbids, which forbidden is actually, it's forbidden knowledge. It's real, right? Sorcery, it's real. And that's why it was condemned. And if you found one, they were to put them to death. Because they were a threat, yeah. They were a threat because they would bring in this demonic influence.
I could definitely see how one would become obsessive with that. If you thought, I can wave my hands around in a certain direction, maybe light some candles, draw something on the floor, and I'm going to summons a... It's whatever you can think of.
Well, you said yourself, you're attracted to knowledge and power. Mm-hmm. And one of the things from our own history books, we look back and go, how the heck did the Egyptians build these pyramids that we couldn't copy today? How in the heck did the Mayans, these primitive cultures, know how the stars were mapped and laid out? How they didn't have a telescope. They couldn't, the human eye can't see that far. Mm. And the point is...
Well, mine can, but...
The Mayans, the Egyptians, sorcerers... They had access, they had people, these diviners who were accessing this dark knowledge, the demonic, who were giving this divine artificial knowledge we weren't supposed to have access to, it giving them an advanced culture in certain areas.
Are you saying we had AI a long time ago?
I'm telling you.
Uh-oh.
This isn't a new thing.
Well, there's nothing new under the sun.
That's right. And this technology boom that we experienced... Project Paperclip, and we brought over the Nazi scientists and all these things that were studying all this stuff, who were delving not only into the mathematical formulas, but into this dark knowledge, brought it here. And come to find out, we not only had it brought here, we were already doing it as a nation.
I was just going to say, there's a kind of some stuff I've read about how a lot of the Nazi ideals in the 40s came out of
from
California.
Us. They came from us.
Mm. No way. No.
Go dig it up. It's in the history books. Not the ones that they'll teach you, but they are in the ones you can go read.
Well, that's the scary thing about that history. His story is just that. His story.
This guy brings all of this forward. And I would argue it's been going on. We've already been delving as a nation and as a world into areas we should not be.
You know what's also kind of scary? You have the atheistic subgroup of people, right, who just believe, oh, this stuff's all nonsense. Right. I don't believe in God. I don't believe in the devil. I don't believe in any of it. It's all fictitious story, right? Right. Some good metaphor in there, some good words of wisdom to live by in some places. It probably does help you build moral character, but as a whole, just a made-up story. And then you have the people who do believe that are, you know, believers, but, well, you know, I think there's a God, but I have some questions. And right. And then you have... the people who are firm believers. And then there's the folks who worship the demonic. And I think that whether or not you believe in it...
They do.
They do. Yeah, they do. They are actively, in practice, trying to play these things out and make these things happen. And that's, I guess that's my biggest key of the villain is whether or not you believe the story to its entirety. I have my own questions. Don't get me wrong there. These people... do believe what they're doing. And I guess it just has to give me pause in the sense of, all right, if these people who kind of view themselves, and in some ways they are gatekeepers of information and knowledge and understanding, and they have tons of wealth, openly and willingly practice this, that gives me pause for like, all right, what you know that I don't? You know what I'm saying? Like, you have all this wealth and resource, and this is how you're going to spend your time?
Yeah, why... If it's all gobbledygook, why did our government spend so much money in ESP studies and people being able to predict what's on the other side of this wall with a card?
Why would we? Right.
And some of those dark projects never went away. But I loved your setup. You got the atheists and you have the believers, you know, we're going to say our churchgoers who love God through Jesus Christ, have come to understand what truth is, and who have chosen to worship the true God of the universe and oppose evil. Mm-hmm. And on the other side of those believers, you have the other believers,
mm-hmm.
the ones who not only believe that God and Jesus are real, but also believe that evil is real, but they choose to serve evil, and they're Luciferians. And they, if they had their druthers, they would rather Lucifer be the God, not only of this world, but of all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so you got the atheist in the middle going, I don't know if I believe any of this. And you've got believers on both sides cheering for their section.
Yep.
It's wild, man. And that's still going on today. And it's happening in our government. Not just in our world that we live in next to your coworker who picks a side, and whether atheist in the middle or left or right paradigm, so to speak. I don't want you to think like Republican, Democrat. I want you to think right and wrong.
Right. Right. There you go. Right. That's a better way to put it.
So right and wrong. And but we're all to some degree deciding.
Mm-hmm.
You fence sitters, what you don't realize is that's still a choice. And you're just passively letting evil reign. Therefore, you're an enabler and it makes you evil. But anyway, we're all picking a side. And this isn't just happening around us. This is happening at the very top echelons of our society and our world.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, like we just discussed, I mean, these people are openly practicing opening dark holes and portals and running black operation projects to experiment on other people, using info they've gathered from those projects to then, you know, make new medications or find new ways to keep people in a, I would say, a modern form of enslavement. So I guess when you look at it for long enough, there's only one way to describe it, and it's evil. And I don't, because there couldn't be that much evil without good.
There is good and there is evil. And so which one are you going to serve? Which brings a better question. Maybe this should be part three, a better question. So as it pertains to, and this is hard because we've got our own feelings and opinions and maybe biases and blinders on, but as a nation, which one are we? Are we a hero or a villain?
That is good. Whew.
You can argue both ways, can't you?
I was just going to say, in some ways, I think we're both.
You know what it reminds me of? We're Batman. We're that vigilante. You know what's funny is that I was the older brother for my little brother, of course. And so sometimes I would pull my card and say, hey, I get to decide today. I'm stronger than you. I'm the good guy. You're the bad guy. And maybe that's, he got used to playing the bad guy. Maybe that's why he turned the way he did it when he was younger. And he kind of made some really
stuck
bad.
Stuck with it.
He made some really bad
My
bad
brother
decisions.
Told me I was the bad guy. So I got to live up to that.
But no, seriously, as you think about it, I think that we, whether you talk about us as a nation or as individuals, there's a lot of truth in what you said. We do. We take turns.
I'm going to say this. I think we are as a nation, we are a villain full of heroic people.
I like that.
And the reason I say that is because I like your Batman analogy, but I also think at the same time, we're going around creating issues throughout, you know, history per se, that then we can step in and play the hero to resolve in the way in which we want them resolved.
Mm-hmm.
When most times those issues probably didn't exist before we created them.
Like things we do in a lab.
Right.
Literally, we're making weapons in a lab that never existed.
Or all of these wars.
Yeah.
I mean, you go back to, you know who Albert Pike is, right?
Mm-mm.
He's like he had a hand in the occult and something to do with, I want to say Satanism in some capacity, but he wrote this like big manifesto-y type memoir about how they would create a new world order and follow these steps and go through these wars and what would come as a result of the wars.
Oh, I think I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a dark, wicked dude.
Isn't it wild that we use the language today, our leaders do, with a new world order? They have been like back to Bush Sr., I think before him too, but they've been using that language and we're building some kind of empire.
And even the occult, I think for years, oh, that's just crazy, nonsensical conspiracy. Why would you ever believe in
right.
that? Like all these people, you know, they don't do different hand symbols and have symbology all over the place. That's just crazy.
Yeah, don't look at that dollar bill in the eye on the back of your dollar bill.
Yeah, or with a pyramid on it.
Yeah.
Nothing to see there.
No, there's no, that's a coincidence.
Uh-huh. But now, I mean, now we're at the point now where you have celebrities who either live in or around amongst the occult coming out telling you that, like, no, that's real. That's for sure real. I've been experiencing that.
Even the ones denying it will hold up this pyramid in their pictures and cover one eye because it symbolizes the all-seeing eye on the dollar bill. Mm-mm-mm.
And then there's, the comedian Cat Williams just came out. I don't know if you know who that is.
Mm-mm.
He's a pretty funny guy. He uses some strong language, don't get me wrong there, but he's pretty funny. Very smart. Very, very smart. He's talking about how, he goes, this is the year of truth, man. It's all coming out. Everybody's going to know who these people really are. He says, it doesn't matter anymore of, well, you know, you're this color and I'm that color. He goes, it's all about your character, man. And it's good versus evil. And I'm just like, that's awesome.
Mm.
And he talks about in there about how, you know, he goes, the devil doesn't create anything new. He can't give people any newly created blessings. And he goes, why do you think the first act of these people who sign their souls away is to convince you none of it's real?
Not the artist, but the rest of us. Who
Correct.
Follow, yeah. Who Correct. Idolize that artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who are looking to them and going, oh, I want to be just like them.
And look at how much music and art talks about how giving your soul away and making a deal with the devil. And is that just coincidence? Or
is it coincidence that as a nation we have two giant exports, war and security?
Hmm.
We sell.
Hold on, I throw a third in there.
Oh, what is it?
Trafficking of people.
Oh my gosh, man.
And that's just, I think when everybody hears that now, because of Jeffrey Epstein, it's automatic sex trafficking pedophiles.
Isn't it wild?
I think that exists? Heck yeah.
The people on the list, man, the people who are flying and going to these islands and doing this stuff.
Are those same occult folks?
Mm-hmm. But it's not real.
Yeah, probably just made up.
No, that Indian parable story with the grandfather and son, it's, and you've heard many politicians say, this next election is a war for the soul of this country. And to some degree, it truly is. You're trying to decide which wolf, that there's a good wolf in us all and there's a bad wolf in us all. And which one's going to win? Well, that's the one you feed.
Mm.
And as a nation, which one are we feeding? And the scary part is, it looks like at times we are being very intentional in feeding the bad one. Most people would say Hitler's not my hero, but there's a group of people who idolize Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary, dude.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
There are people who look at Jeffrey Dahmer and go, ooh, I like that man.
Yeah, he was a nice guy. Served his neighbors good chili.
I mean, it's seriously, there are people who think that way.
Uh-huh.
Who look at tyrants and go, one day I want to be one.
Hmm.
The Antichrist does.
What you talking about, like the Committee of 300?
Yeah. Yeah, and so they're all vying and fighting for who's going to lead the way, the charge. I think they just had a meeting out, what they call it, Davos?
Oh, yeah.
where the leaders meet to discuss how they will cleanse the planet of the
potential scenarios for what could be happening.
Yeah. Who want to cleanse the world of the virus that is taking over. And I'm not talking about a biological, I'm talking about people.
We've got to get rid of the carbon.
Yeah, and you are the carbon they want to eliminate. Yep, that's
But don't worry, we all showed up here on our private jets and then got into our private helicopters. To make it over.
Well, their carbon's good.
Oh.
It's your carbon that's bad.
That's right. I forgot. But then we have just tons of people good who people. I would genuinely say are heroes.
Yes.
Who don't stand for any of that and who genuinely, you know, do their best and believe in the fact that I'm defending my homeland, my country, and God, family, and freedom, and they do their best to satisfy their beliefs.
Here's a reality in what you just said. If these heroes weren't standing up all the while believing they're not making a difference, that's crazy talk.
Yep.
Because that's what evil wants you to believe.
Yep.
But if you hadn't been standing all this time, evil would have won a long time ago. Don't believe the lie you're not making a difference, because you are. You know, one drop of rain is tomorrow's flood. Enough of us gather together, we're felt.
One small thing as an individual done by 100,000 individuals becomes one pretty big thing.
It's a movement.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a movement.
I guess in closing, take a little reflection and come to realize, are you the villain in someone's story?
Mm. Or hero?
Well, that's right. And I think we've all been both.
Yes, there's evil in the world. Yes, there's darkness. Yes, there's trouble. Yes, there's a lot hanging in the balance. light will always shine because God exists and God is infinite. He has no beginning or end, unlike evil. Evil, again,
has an end
because it had a beginning.
Mm. To where God has no beginning, no end.
Right. So he always is.
Sure.
But that's even more reason for why good people need to stand up.
Amen to that. As always, this has been Blindly Obvious. If we can see it, you can see it too. You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can catch up on past episodes, as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here, and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe and share the word. And remember, eyes mean nothing if the mind is blind.
It's Blindly Obvious, baby.